So I'm still here at the Raspberry Pi Jam at the Hive in Southend, and I've bumped into a familiar face. It's my gadget guru, Pete Sipple. Hello, Pete.
Hello there, Charlie. Nice to meet you somewhere slightly different to the Phoenix Studios.
What are you doing here today, then?
Well, it's a good opportunity to talk about some of my other interests, technology-wise. So I'm actually talking about Raspberry Pi and radio. Radio being a very important thing, as your listeners, of course, will know. So we're demonstrating to some of the Raspberry Pi tech enthusiasts why radio is important and whether you can tie up radio receiving and transmit equipment into Raspberry Pis to make some clever devices.
Now, I've only seen one radio on the table, but it looks like you're receiving things from other places. So what kind of technology are you using today?
So we've got a very traditional radio, which is something sort of akin to CB radio back in the day, that us radio enthusiasts or radio amateurs use to talk around the world and around the county. But I'm trying two other things today. I've got one Raspberry Pi with an SDR dongle, which is a software-defined radio, plugged into a Raspberry Pi to decode data from aircraft. So all those aircraft flying above us, going into London City and Stansted, are transmitting their speed, their altitudes, their the flight numbers, all that kind of stuff. We can pull that out of the air with this little £10 USB stick and display it on a map. And quite a lot of people have wandered over saying, you know, how are you doing that? Where are you getting the data from? Is this off the internet? And the answer is no, it's just plucked out of the air and we can spy on aircraft as they fly over us. So nice little demo for the kids.
And that's that light blue USB stick coming out of the laptop, I can see.
That is exactly it. So these things were designed so that people at home on their laptops could watch Freeview TV, but some clever pioneering kind of people discovered that you can actually do all sorts of other clever things with it. So it can be used as a radio receiver to receive DAB or to receive, you know, FM or AM radio signals, but you can receive all sorts of other things on there. You could sit and listen to the taxi companies if you want. You could listen to airband radios, listen to aircraft, or do all sorts of clever things to display radio data. And I find it's great for teaching kids a little bit about how radio works, how radio frequencies work, and it shows you a graphical representation of what radio looks like.
And where can these dongles be obtained from?
Oh, these are really cheap and easy to get hold of. They're about £10. You can get them from Amazon, so it's just a straightforward search for something called Realtek, R-E-A-L-T-E-K, Realtek, on Amazon, and for 10 quid, get one of these, plug it into a Raspberry Pi or a PC or a Mac.
As you said, they were originally designed for Freeview and DAB reception, but I guess you have to go somewhere else maybe to find the starter guide for the amateur radio element of it?
Yes, if you're interested in amateur radio, I can put in a plug for the amateur radio group I'm a member of. We're an organisation called Essex Ham, and we try and link up with all the different clubs around the county to promote amateur radio, let people know that it is still out there, it is still a vibrant hobby, and we are moving with the times. So this is all 21st century, you know, internet and laptop and Raspberry Pi type stuff we're playing with. So yeah, essexham.co.uk, you'll find out about amateur radio and about how to use these little dongles to do clever stuff.
And it's a small hop from coding on the Raspberry Pi, doing the odd bit of soldering with LEDs, to getting an amateur radio license. And how does someone get an amateur radio license these days?
Well, back in the day, a few 10, 15 years ago, you'd have to learn Morse code, go to evening classes. Nowadays, you can learn online, and our group runs an online course where you're taught everything in the space of about 5 or 6 hours at your leisure. And you then go and take a very short multiple choice exam. So people have done it in a day quite comfortably, maybe 2 days. You then get your license and you become an experimenter, and you can dabble with radio, learn how it works, maybe progress to building stuff if that happens to be your interest. But, you know, radio is so important, not just the radio that, you know, we're talking over now and people are listening to, but, you know, it's in our mobile phones. We use it at home for Wi-Fi, GPS, all uses radio technology. And the more people understand about how radio works and what sort of aerials there are, how it all connects together, the better.
And your daughter's here, who I understand has a very interesting claim to fame. So let's crouch down and speak to young Catherine. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name's Catherine and I'm 10 years old.
And what have you seen here today at the Pi Jam?
We've seen 3D printers, robots and Raspberry Pis.
And what's been your favourite thing at the Pi Jam today?
I found it very interesting. I like watching the 3D printers because they go over the thing about 1,000 times to make it like as tall as it is or as big as it is. I think it's very interesting and I like coming along with my dad.
And what was it you were doing with the Raspberry Pi a few months ago?
Well, I sent a code on a Raspberry Pi up to space, and it went to the space station, and when they were going over Africa, it read out our code.
And I hear you're a bit of a radio star yourself, Catherine.
Yes, me and my friend Cara do a radio program, Southend Hospital Radio. It's for the kids on Neptune Ward, as it must be very boring for them, because I get very bored, so me and my friend Cara do a radio show, playing all of our favourite music for them.
Thank you very much, Catherine. I guess you've got to run off now and play with a 3D printer that's just about to start up next to us. So thank you very much. And also thank you, Pete, for your time this afternoon.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.